This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We got new terms. Now we got like super PACs, right?
Just what are super PACs? Under Louisiana law, technically, they don't exist.
State law just calls everything a political committee.
Kathleen Allen, Louisiana Board of Ethics Administrator, says there is a state law governing donations to political committees.
It's $100,000 per person.
Every 4 years. But in May, the federal court in New Orleans ruled that Louisiana's Board of Ethics could not enforce that law on the Fund for Louisiana's Future, a super PAC that is backing David Vitter.
For some reason, the court has held that First Amendment covers people with big bucks wanting to drop big bucks on a campaign.
Louisiana House and Governmental Affairs Chairman Tim Burns says the ruling opens the door to letting money govern Louisiana. NAACP attorney Alfreda Bester agrees.
They are buying influence. It makes the politicians puppets.
Jeremy Alford with LawPolitics.com says the stage is set for money to trump issues and even personalities in this fall's governor's race.
David Vitter, Scott Angel, Jay Darden, John Bell Edwards have collectively raised for governor $12.1 million to date. The four super PACs that are involved in the governor's race have raised $17.6 million.
Alford expects this could alter Louisiana's political landscape for generations to come.
If cash is the mother's milk of Louisiana politics, the super PAC is the cow. And it's a cow that will never die. It will continue to give milk as long as you want to pull those udders.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.